This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the This Is Why You're Single podcast. I'm Laura Lane.
And I'm Angela Sparrow. We are the co-writers of the book, This Is Why You're Single. Every week we highlight a different dating topic. This week's episode is Everything You Wish Men Knew.
Yes. Also in the lineup, we're talking about what's new in dating news. A survey reveals how men view modern masculinity and what men can do to turn their partners on. Then we're diving into the mailbox to answer your listener questions, including a guy crushing on his new roommate and another who wants his lady to initiate some dates. But first, Angela, what is going on in your week?
So, do you ever get a compliment that kind of feels like an insult?
That's called a neg. Like,
is that a neg?
Yeah, that's like a neg. That's straight out from the book The Game, written by Neil Strauss. And that's where people are like, oh my God, I love your hair. Like, where do you do your extensions?
Right.
You know, something where it's like a...
Like, your fake hair is so beautiful.
Your fake hair is so beautiful. Yeah.
So, I got negged, I guess, the other day, and it's been haunting me ever since. Ian and I went to this great place in New York called 54 Below, which is actually below what used to be Studio 54, but they do like cabarets now, and it's like basically all old people. We were like the youngest people there. But anyway, there were a bunch of like wonderful older gay men who, you know, I thrive off of. Like, we just love each other. So I was on my way to the bathroom, and this guy stops me, and he's like, can I feel your skirt? I was like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, I'm an interior designer. Can I feel your skirt? And for whatever reason, I don't know why that like made it okay. But I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, here you go.
He wanted to feel your polyester skirt, yeah, or something.
Well, so then he was like, oh, this is beautiful. And I was like, it's from H&M. Don't light a match. Don't get too close. And he like,
did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So the
self-awareness of like, yeah, joking, yeah, about how like, it's not, you know, Dior.
Right. No, we were vibing. He was loving it. I was like, it was a leopard skirt, which like leopard's very in right now.
It
I
is
was like,
so, what
I was
the
telling
hell?
Him, I was like, leopards everywhere. And he like used some French word. He was like, oh, is this like the blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he was like, it means it's in all the windows. And I was like, yes, it's in all the windows.
Oh my God. I really want to know what the French word is. I love using French, like amuse-bouche.
Yes. What is mousse bouche again? It's a food, right?
It's like the appetizer that, yes, like the chef, they'll be like, this is the amuse bouche from the chef. I'm pretty sure.
But I think you're right. But so anyway, we were best friends for like 5 minutes. And then as I went to walk away, he was like, oh, by the way. And I like turned around and he was like, you need to wear your hair up more often. And I was like, what? And he was like, you need to wear your hair up. And he kind of made like a disgusted face. And he was like, show your cheekbones. And I was like, okay. And then like,
was your hair down or up?
It was down.
Oh my God.
So now I'm like, does my hair look bad down? Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, you notice I'm wearing my hair up today.
It does look good up. I think.
Thank you.
I don't think he was making, I mean, I wasn't there, but to like point to the cheekbones, I don't think he was maybe making a disgusted face. He was like showing like, you have gorgeous cheekbones. Show those babies off I'm going to guess. He meant like, show off the cheekbones.
I definitely think, yeah, he meant it as a compliment. But
are you now going to do an updo for your wedding?
I don't think so. Because honestly, like other people have told me this before, but I just feel prettier with my hair down and I feel prettier with my hair straight. And this is a similar thing where Ian's always like, you look so much better with your hair curly. And I'm like, great. Well, I spend a lot of time making it straight. So thank you for that.
I don't know if I love, you know, even though like I love when my gay guy friends like tell me what's up.
Right.
I don't know if I love like the unsolicited advice. Like if I had said, do I look better with my hair up or down? And I'm asking, give me my genuine advice. Be like, oh, definitely up the cheekbones, girl.
Right. But or just compliment my cheekbones and don't be like, don't wear your hair the way you're wearing it right now.
Yeah. It's also, I don't love that the compliment was given while your hair was not up. Yeah. If he had said like, your hair looks really great up, by the way, you have great cheekbones. It, you know, that's like a positive reinforcement is always,
yes,
a great way,
yes,
to, but you know, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I think he's, you know, he's still definitely like my best friend. I hope I run into him again. But yeah, every time I look in the mirror, I do think about him now. Okay. What's going on in your week?
So we went to the Harvest Festival today.
Another Harvest Festival.
So we went to the one at Domino Park, which is like 5 blocks from my house.
So hopefully more successful than the last one.
So if you remember, I dragged Nick to a Harvest Festival on Randall's Island, which, and he did not want to go. And I had a huge fight where I was like, then you don't have to effing go. And why? I am a light shining bright. I want to do fun things in this vibrant city. And I was very dramatic about it. He went to Randall's Island. The Harvest Festival was a joke. I was very upset at Randall's Island. I will never return there ever again. So we went today to the Harvest Festival at Domino Park. They did a fantastic job, had a lot of activities, fun things to do for the kiddos. They had music. They had pumpkins everywhere, a pumpkin patch. Oh. They had games.
We should probably point out that we are recording this in advance. So Laura was not at a fall festival in December.
Oh, true. Yes. Yes. But whatever. You could still go to Harvest Festivals in December. It's like a winter-esque thing, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Anyways, and so while we're there, I'm like, oh, this is so fun. And Nick goes, yeah. And it's just a block away, making like another dig about me dragging to Randall's Island. And in my head, what I wanted to say was like, okay, I thought we had resolved the Randall's Island situation because I had apologized and I had said like, you know, you were right. We should not have dragged our asses out to Randall's Island to this dumb festival. I'm sorry. Like, just say you're right. It's going to feel good. And I thought we had resolved that. And then we're at this house. He's like, yeah. And it's just a block away. Isn't that so nice? We can just walk here, that it's so close. And I was just like, yep, that's the best part. And I didn't say anything. But in my head, I'm like,
guess you're not over it.
Guess you're not over it. So I want to ask you, Angela, since you and Nick are so similar.
Right.
How long is it okay to like hold a grudge about me dragging somebody out to Randall's Island?
I mean, I see both perspectives because here's the thing. Like you, yes, it was a big old failure, but it's good to get outside your comfort zone and explore. You know, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't go outside of your 2-block radius.
Thank
in the future.
You. Thank you. Like, but granted, the thing I dropped into was a bust, but it could have equally been just, it could have been like the most fun thing we have done all year. Right. You didn't know. The pamphlet was very misleading.
Right. But if I were in Nick's position, would I make a petty, snarky comment? I maybe would. Okay. I would maybe do it.
All right. But you don't think he's still upset at me? It's just like, we're at a Harvest Festival. It's obviously way better. He can't help himself type of thing.
Yeah. I don't think he meant to put you down or I'm sure he'll be down to explore in the future. It's just going to take some more planning.
Okay. Because we were having such a nice day. So I didn't want to be like, why are you still mad about that? You know,
I'm glad that you saved it for the podcast and didn't make it a fight.
I saved it for the podcast so all of our listeners can hear how I picked up on that. But right. I didn't like let him know I picked up on it because I don't think he's going to listen to this episode.
So you get to be the bigger person. You got to vent about it, but you also like let it roll off your back.
I get to vent about it to like 30,000 people and not to the one person that it would cause a fight with.
That is what we call a healthy relationship.
On that note, we're going to take a quick sponsor break and then we're going to jump into what's in the news. We would like to thank our sponsor, Storyworth. My favorite part about the holidays is reconnecting with family. I love swapping stories and reliving moments together, but keeping these memories alive can be hard. Angela, I want to be like really honest about Storyworth here. I gave this as a gift 2 years ago to my mom and dad. My dad finished his. My mom still has a few questions left. And we created like the most beautiful book and I printed out copies for all of my siblings. And I was able to ask my dad all different questions, whatever I wanted him to answer. And I now have this really special book of memories that I'll have for Rilo. And it was just, you know, I've given him like sweatshirts and shit before, but like this was really cool. And so then the following year we decided to do this with Nick's parents because, you know, now that we have a kid, and they have like the most amazing stories ever because they really lived like the American dream and his mom is an immigrant. And I give him Storyworth and like his mom has just said how special this is. And she's like, this year, can you just like print out the books?
And I
was like, no, that like comes with it. Like that I'm already doing. That was last year's gift.
Right.
But she said she's loved you know, answering all these stories. And I'm just like so happy that I'm going to have this forever.
And right. And it's nice for them to like look back on their own stories. And
we have a lot of sponsors. This is one that like makes my heart feel good and really is like the coolest gift that I personally have used, you know? Mm-hmm. We don't have any sponsors that we don't genuinely like, but like Storyworth is very special.
Right. Well, their mission is just like really nice. Warms exactly. your heart. You
tell
know?
It. Tell us more about it.
So Storyworth is an online service that helps your loved ones tell the story of their lives through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. Every week, Storyworth emails your family member different story prompts. So they're questions you've never thought to ask, like what have been some of your life's greatest surprises? And what's one of the riskiest things you've ever done? And after one year, Storyworth will compile every answered question and photo that you chose to include into a beautiful keepsake book, and then that's shipped for free. You never know what family history Storyworth is going to uncover.
You also never know like who has good work ethic. Like it's funny, on my side of the family, my dad finished his story on time within the year. I mean, and they like have extended time if they don't like finish it
right
in time. You can like wait. So it's not a big deal, but it's funny because my dad was like, you know, business guy, like very good at deadlines. And then on Nick's side of the family, his mom is the one that has been like answering it every right. week and like really good at that. So it's just funny.
You
learn a lot, but eventually everybody will have their books and we'll have something special to hold on to. Preserve and pass on memories with Storyworth, the most meaningful gift for your family. Sign up today by going to storyworth.com/single. You'll get $20 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/single for $20 off. All right, Angela, what are you reading about in the news?
Well, syncing up perfectly with the theme this week, GQ just published their this big thing. It's called The State of Masculinity Now, a GQ survey. It was done by the editors of GQ. And basically, they said that this idea came from GQ's writers sensing that expectations for men are rapidly changing. So they polled 1,005 Americans who identify as male, female, and gender non-binary, asking them some pretty wide-ranging questions about how they feel about all that. So here were the results. They said that 97% of those people polled say that expectations for male behavior have changed in the past decade. So 90, that's like almost everybody that they polled. 48% of men describe themselves as comfortable with the changes in the past decade. And then 27% of the men who notice the changes are uncomfortable with those changes.
So what type of changes are they talking about?
The idea of men being more emotional, more sensitive, I think.
I like that.
They got into the, like, some more specific things. They said they polled men and they asked, how do men want to be described by their friends? And 73% said respectful, 71% said honest, 48% said strong.
Wait, how do these numbers add up?
I know, that's what I was very confused by. I think they were allowed to have multiple answers.
Clearly, you could pick more than one thing.
But
I would pick, like, I'd be like, all of them, like, respectful. Right. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want my, I mean, if I was a guy, I don't think I'd want my friends to be like, to describe me as macho, which is only 8%.
Which is only 8%. But
yeah.
I think the idea is
or
that.
Or dominant. I'd be like, it's like, hey, what do you think about Blake? He's very dominant.
It's not really a positive. But I think
muscular, though, I'd be like, sure. I would have checked that if I was taking the survey. If I was a guy, I'd be like, sure. Respectful, honest, muscular. I wouldn't mind being described as those three, but it's funny, only like 19% said muscular. But I'm glad that 73% said respectful and 71% said honest. That's cool.
And even 34% said gentle, which that's I think sweet. Like, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that would not have been ranked higher than dominant or macho. So that feels like progress to me. They also, this is a good thing, they said percentage of men who worry about their mental health on a daily basis, men that are ages 16 to 34 said 38% and ages 35 to 64 said 20%. So
awareness is the first step towards doing something good. You know, yeah. you have to be aware of it to be able to help yourself.
So younger men are more in touch with that. 10% of men have taken a yoga class.
Thank God, because yoga does wonders for everything, mental, physical, sexual. You name it.
Yeah, that's still pretty low, but I'm sure it's higher than 10 years ago.
1 out of 10, that's not bad.
Yeah, 38% of men have used moisturizer in the past 6 months. More men need to moisturize, I will say.
Yeah, get, it's It's December. Get some moisturizer. It's cold outside and it's dry.
It is a generational thing though, because my dad has very dry skin and I'm like, Dad, moisturize. And he thinks it's not manly. So I'm glad the times are changing. Men are going to have softer skin. And 72% of men have raised their voice to settle an argument. So that's still holding strong.
Well, so have I. And I'm
true.
And I'm a woman.
True, true.
I identify as a woman. And who has not raised their voice?
My favorite stat, though, finally, is that 43% of men have bought tampons for a female friend or partner.
God bless.
It should be higher, but bless those 43%. Basically, the wrap up of all this, they said, all in all, the survey suggests that we do have a lot to feel hopeful about if men could just extend their more closely held values outward, projecting compassion and respect for other people in the public sphere.
I love that.
Yeah.
You want to know what I've been reading?
Yeah.
So I was reading Men's Health. This is Random Ways to Turn Her On and Get Her in the Mood for Sex. That All was right. the headline by Jillian Francella and Zachary Zane. Feels like a very antiquated, dated headline, doesn't it? Like, ways to turn her on and get her in the mood. Like, you've got to, like, get her in the mood. I fucking hate that. How about, like, you know, you don't need to get her in the mood.
Right,
how
she's
about,
already in the mood.
Like, maybe she's already in the mood and it's like a mutual thing. Like, I don't like the idea of like needing to like convince a woman to have sex. That's like very Aziz Ansari.
That's true.
Where it's like not, it's not like fully like Me Too, but it is Me Too, where it's like, you know, why do we still have this idea that we need to convince women and get women in the mood? Like, women and men are both like, they should just be as equally sexually interested. And if she's not like pulling at your pants, like, don't convince her.
Right. Yeah. It's operating from the perspective also that like women never want to have sex, which is like pretty antiquated.
Yeah. And not true. It's just flat out not true. Sometimes men don't want to have sex. And also, you know, there's this idea that like all men want to fuck. And so then if guys have like a low libido and don't want to, that they can feel, they can feel like they're not like a fully a man, and they're embarrassed by that. And, yeah. and you know, they don't want to talk about it with their friends. Whereas I think women are maybe would talk about that a little more. Like, I'm just like not in the mood. Like, I hear that a lot from my girlfriends. I don't think like, you know, guy friends are talking about
that. No, definitely not. And it reminds me of the emails that we've gotten in the past from more than one guy who has told us that they have faked orgasms.
Exactly.
Which is taboo.
So I have a big problem with this headline. But that being said,
the editors. Let's assume that it was the editors and not the writers.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that can happen. I've had my headlines changed a lot when I worked at magazines. That being said, the advice I liked in this article. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just tips for men on nice things to do for a woman. And let's just be clear. These things that I'm going to read, these tips, are things that you should just do to be nice to a woman. And, you know, this is very...
Because you really, you can't go from 0 to 60, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, here's my penis, let's have sex.
But I also want to talk about like this episode we're doing. We're talking about this is advice for men trying to hook up with like a woman, but I think that this is advice that like a man could do for a man, a woman could for a woman. This is just, this advice I think kind of like transcends like
gender.
Yeah, gender and like heteronormative
confines.
Yes, exactly. So hold hands. This is advice for anybody. Hold hands. There's over 40,000 nerve endings in the palm of your partner's hand. And I whenever Nick holds my hand, I feel closer to him.
Yeah.
Give a massage. Yes. Everybody needs a massage. People need to be touched. Send flirty texts throughout the day. I love that. Water is a good thing. You know, my mom always says that, Angela. She's always like, whenever I'm upset, she says like, just go in the shower and let the water rush over you.
That is very calming. I used to put my feet in the bathtub to calm down.
Yes, it works. Water is incredible. Seek thrills. I think this is, you know, if you feel like your relationship is getting kind of boring, like go do something exciting together. That could honestly be as simple as seeing a comedy show, or it could be going like on a zip line. Mm-hmm. They also suggest scary movies. I don't do scary movies, but I think it's anything that's like thrill seeking. Get sweaty. Working out together can turn people on and just be bonding. Mm-hmm. And pick up a mop. One study found that they say women can equate your level of interest in helping out around the house with your level of interest in them.
Well, yeah, everybody wants a partner who like does their fair share of work, I guess. So that's...
That applies to anybody. Yeah. Anybody in any type of relationship, however you identify, pick up a fucking mop. All right, we're going to jump into our mailbox, but first let's take a quick sponsor break. We would like to thank our sponsor, BioClarity. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their routines were made to keep your skin looking young, healthy, and fresh using only natural and gentle ingredients. BioClarity just sent like our whole little package to us.
Yes, they sent like a little care package and it's great.
It was perfect right before the holidays because a lot of them had travel size things mm-hmm. in them. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a whole routine and I'm loving it.
And I have to say, I have a lot of skincare anxiety because I have a lot of friends who have a whole routine before bed, like 20 products.
That's me.
That's you. And like, I've never done that, but I want to, you know, as I'm getting older, I want my skin to glow. It's got less of a natural glow now. It needs a little help.
No, it looks great.
Thank you. Well, maybe it's because of my BioClarity, but like BioClarity makes it very easy. Like they send you the products. They tell you what order to use them in.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like this lotion. It was called like the smoothie lotion. I was like, oh, it kind of felt like a smoothie going on your face. Yeah. It felt nice. Tell us about BioClarity.
Okay. So they have, two routines that will fit any skincare needs. They have the clear skin routine, which is for oily or breakout prone skin. And then they have the essentials routine, which is for normal skin and everyday use. That's the one that I did. Both routines consist of an easy to use 3-step regimen that helps improve the look and feel of your skin and is packed full of detoxifying nutrients. Products are uniquely formulated to help nourish the skin with clean, plant-based ingredients.
Very cool. Get healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. We love their products. We think you will too. And the best thing is these products are actually affordable. And right now our listeners can save 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter our code SINGLE at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 15% off everything on their website when you use our code SINGLE at checkout. We would like to thank our sponsor, Movement. Holy shit, guys. The holidays are here. It's hard for me to realize that they're here. And I got to get gifts for everybody. I got to get gifts for Nick. I got to get gifts for our parents. And you know what? Movement watches have you covered this season. They've got hundreds of watches, blue light glasses, sunnies, and jewelry styles to choose from. Stuff your stockings, impress your family while your partners. Treat yourself. You know, I treated myself a shit ton on Black Friday. Like nice. Nobody even needs to get me gifts anymore, to be honest. But for real, I gave my little brother a Movement watch 1 year and I gave one to Nick and like they both were like, these are gorgeous.
I've given my dad and Ian watches. It's basically like the male equivalent of when you get a woman jewelry. Like men love totally. Watches. It's a great gift.
Tell us about Movement watches.
Movement watches start at just $95, which is really affordable for watches. They have a clean design, minimal, and really just quality products. Movement has sold almost 2 million watches in over 160 countries. They are everywhere.
I have a full rose gold watch. Like it's nothing but rose gold. And I just think it's really cool and looks nice.
Yeah. And I also love my sunglasses.
Yeah, they've got great sunglasses. Be the big winner this holiday season with a gift from Movement. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/single. Not getting your holiday bonus until next week, but want to order your watch right now? No worries. Movement now offers a buy now, pay later with Klarna payments. So that's cool.
Wow.
Select Klarna at checkout and you can pay over time in 4 easy payments with no fees. Go to mvmt.com/single and join the movement. All right, Angela, what are you reading in our mailbox? What emails have gotten your attention?
Well, we have 2 emails from our male listeners this week because guys need help too. First up, we have a question from Dylan. Dylan says, there's a girl. She's 29 and I'm 24. She's moving into a room in our share house. And the night I met her, the night she inspected the room, we instantly had the most insane chemistry ever. It was just fireworks from hello. This was earlier this week. I had no contact with her prior to meeting her in my kitchen. My 2 other roomies organized for her to come inspect the room. Straight away, we began texting lots and scheduled plans for the weekend, just me and her. Today, we spent all day with each other and we see eye to eye on so many things. I make her laugh lots. The body language is good and she's comfortable touching me. She thinks I'm incredibly interesting, she told me. She told me that my writing is gorgeous and if this were any other situation than her moving into my house, I would say she likes me and I'm usually okay at reading that. Is she just being super nice to me because she's going to live with me or is this legit? The feelings are there. I'm in touch with them and I feel something. Please help.
I mean, it sounds like she's being very clear. So what I want to know is, why are you second guessing this? Like, it sounds like she's being clear with her body language and her words. I'm just wondering, like, why do you think somebody would tell you how much they like you and tell you how interesting they think you are and how sexually, it sounds like, right? She's touching yeah. you, like sexually attracted they are to you, if they're not being true. If anything, I would think that like the fact that she's moving in would make her not want to say all that, because that could be a problem.
Right. Well, that's what I guess he's thinking, like, if this is a misfire on his part, it would make things really complicated if he like pursued it right as she moved in and then they're stuck living together and like she's like, no, I was not feeling you that way.
Yeah. So let her lead. Let her lead, you know? And it sounds like she is, because I think she's giving you very explicit verbal and physical signs, it sounds like. But continue to kind of let her lead. And yeah, that will be a problem if you guys break up and she lives with you. That's going to be super awkward for everyone. And I would talk, did he say that they have other roommates? Yeah, two other roommates. So, you know, talk to them, be like, hey, is this bother you guys that I might be kind of interested in the roommate moving in? Just have that be a, you know, an open communication, because think about from your roommate's perspective also, they might not love having like a couple. It might make the dynamic kind of weird. So that's just another thing to consider. Just let her lead. And I don't know, from all of the evidence you've given me, I have no reason to question whether she's like bullshitting you. I don't know why she would be. I'm curious if like in past relationships, people have like said things to you and then like ended up cheating on you, or ended up, something bad must have happened. Cause it sounds like you're maybe like carrying some type of baggage that's making you not trust what people tell you.
Right. But I do respect that, like, you want to be cautious here, because the last thing you want to do is like, you have a woman coming into your home. You don't want to make her uncomfortable by being like, you know, the stereotype of like the creepy roommate who's like trying to get with her. But yeah, I think you're a grown up. You say you're good at reading these things. If you trust your instincts and, like Laura said, kind of let her lead and like let her organize the next time you go out, I would say. But show you're interested, but like, yeah, let her make the big moves.
Exactly. And I think you can actually like explicitly say that. I think you can say, hey, I really like you. It kind of sounds like you like me too, but you're moving in and I don't want to do anything that would make you ever feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So please let me know if, you know, anything I say or do is not what you want. Like, it's okay to actually say those words and to kind of say exactly what you're asking us. So
I agree.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
Okay. Next up, this email is signed New City, Same Games. And he writes, I recently moved to a new city and was hooked up with a friend of a friend. Me and this girl have been out on multiple dates, have awesome chemistry, both agree, LOL. She spent the night at my house, and we've recently made plans to go camping together a month from now. Long story short, whenever I reach out to hang out, she responds with excitement, but she has yet to initiate any dates herself. Currently doing an experiment and not reaching out first for this week, kind of petty, I know. Should I be worried, or am I just overthinking and petty?
What do you think?
I mean, I think that it sounds like she has been really engaged with you otherwise. Like, every time you start a conversation, she's like receptive. I'm assuming she's like asking questions back and not just giving you one word answers. So I think like you have to keep in mind that women have just kind of been like socially pressured to not make the first move. Like, we've been raised to think that we can't do that. And even though things are changing and evolving, for some women, that's still hard. So it doesn't surprise me that she wouldn't reach out to you to make dates on her own just yet, like this early on.
I know. Yes. Early on, I would say that's normal. Like, the rules are old, but I've heard it so many times with my girlfriends, like, you know, don't, you know, wait for him to text you and don't make the first date. I bet she's like very proud of herself that she's never had to initiate a date.
Yeah.
But like, for her, all of her friends are like, this is such a good sign. He is asking you to like go camping like a month from now. And like, he's asked you to do all of the dates and you haven't had to, he's initiated all of them. This is such a good sign. You know, like, so you really like I guarantee she's having that conversation with her friends and you're probably like, what? I hate that I have to initiate all the time. So yes, same new city, same games for show. And
but you know, I don't think there's a chance that a girl would commit to plans a month out without being interested in you.
She's so interested in you. You say she responds. She's excited. She definitely has these rules. Like, I don't know. She probably read some advice book that said, like, don't ever initiate plans. Like, I don't know. Maybe she read the book, like, he's just not that into you, which, you know, or I think maybe that was a rule in it. I don't remember. I read
Feels
that book.
Like it would be.
I read that book a long time ago. That's not a rule in our book. I mean,
yes.
You know, I think it can be a little more mutual than this. And, you know, maybe I would tell her, be like, hey, I'm kind of running out on ideas of like dates for us. Like, can you come up with the next date idea and like pick a date that works for you? Like maybe like literally tell her to initiate the next date without being like, you know, but making it like a fun thing, you know?
Yeah.
So like say like, hey, can you, how about you come up with the next date? I would like really appreciate that. Right. So that she feels a little more responsibility in the relationship and it can kind of start to veer towards more mutual. And also just know, like, you know, like with Nick, when we first started dating, like I was totally like, okay, I'm gonna wait for him to call me. I'm gonna wait for him to ask me out. And then the longer you're together with someone, it's just gonna become more mutual. It just,
yes.
It just will. So I wouldn't stress out about it. I would just look into the facts that she's responding, she's excited, and she's making plans with you a month ahead. You're fine.
Yeah.
She's clearly following some other rule book that you don't have.
Yeah. If you're like 6 months, a year into this relationship and she's still sitting around waiting to hear from you to make plans, then we got a problem on our hands. But for now, this is totally normal. And she's, yeah, I agree. She's probably like waiting for you to text her.
If you want your listener questions answered, or if you have any messages from an app or text that you want to share with us, email us at contact@thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. You can also find all of our contact info on our website at thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. Now let's dive into our reason of the week.
This week's reason is everything you wish men knew. This is so fun for us because there's so many men in our pasts, I feel like, who we wish we could have advised.
For sure.
And on like, how to not suck.
Yeah. And I hate to, you know, have things be genderized, but there are certain, you know, I hear the way my girlfriends talk, like, don't text him, wait for him to ask on a first date, just like what our last email listener wrote us. So there are certain things, you know, where women have these rule books that their girlfriends tell them.
Right.
And
despite the fact that like the GQ survey showed, like what it means to be a man and masculine is evolving, like what it means to be a woman is evolving, but we're still trying to shake these old societal norms that like kind of keep our brains in little prisons.
Yes, exactly.
So that's where this the perspective of this advice comes from, I guess.
Exactly. And like a lot of this date can apply to anybody, however you identify, mm-hmm. man or woman, but you know, we hadn't done an episode about this, so we figured.
Yes, and we do have our male listeners. So hey boys, this is for
hey boys.
You.
This is for you, and this is for all the women dating men, and it's okay to tell them some of this advice.
Yeah.
So Angela, take it away.
Okay, so top bits of advice that I would like to give to guys. Number one, I would say keep your bathroom clean. I feel like a lot of men, especially younger men, kind of don't prioritize like having clean apartments and specifically clean bathrooms. I've been in lots of apartments that had like clumps of hair in the sink, toothpaste, just general duty smells. And that's a big turnoff as a lady.
I went to like a party once I've been to many parties for the record.
You went to a party once?
I went to a party recently at a guy's house and it was really cute because clearly he had like, you know, attempted to put effort into the bathroom, like hung up some like towel, I think it had a candle burning. I was like, that's adorable.
Just light a candle, buy a candle.
But I look around, I'm like, this bathroom is fucking disgusting. And like, this is him attempting to like, he needs a woman in his life to like put everything away. Like there was just so much stuff out. Like enough cannot be said about like Marie Kondoing your bathroom. Like Nick and I, thank God, have different separate cabinets in our bathroom because we used to have one that we would share and I couldn't stand even like looking at his shelves. He has like products that are like a good 8 years old. Like I know, 10 years old. I know that they were there, that he's had these like perfumes or colognes like since before he met me. I'm like, that shit expires.
Working anymore.
All you men out there, you need to know products expire. Like the chemicals in them, they get old. Throw that shit out if it's more than 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And that goes to women too. Look at your makeup and actually think like, when did I get this eyeshadow? And if you're like, holy shit, I got it when there was like another president. Like,
honestly, I'm guilty of that.
Like,
I know I am.
If you bought that eyeshadow during the Obama presidency, throw it away. Okay. Throw out your old products.
This is good. I needed to hear this.
And like, don't have a lot of stuff out. Like, you don't need more than one. It actually feels good. You're like, oh, I don't want to waste this. You will feel so good the next week when you open up and there's just like less stuff. So yeah. Light candles, it's nice, but also like, just have the least amount of products visible. Have it organized and like away in a cupboard.
Agreed. I would say be communicative about setting a time and place for a date. And honestly, send a confirmation text the day of. I always appreciated that so much. Like, people just want to know if they have plans or not, and like they want to plan accordingly.
We've talked about this before. So the way women work, you guys don't know because you're probably not on our texts. If I'm going out with a girlfriend, we make plans like a week in advance. We confirm 5 days in advance, like so excited for Wednesday. Then we confirm on Tuesday. So excited to see you tomorrow. Then we confirm the morning of Wednesday. Can't wait to see you tonight. I'll text you on my way. Leaving work. Then we get a text. Leaving work now. About to hop on the subway. Then we get another text. Just walked out of the subway. Then we get another text. Walking into the restaurant. And like,
I appreciate that.
And I personally know that you guys are probably like, that's batshit insane. But I'm telling you, like, that is how it goes with women. I also get like Gmail, like event note, like they send me like an event, like conference. I'm like, and I keep telling them, they're like, oh, cool, I'm going to send you a Gmail event. You know what I'm talking about?
Or, yeah, like a reminder or like for your calendar.
For like my calendar, like your calendar. A calendar invite. Thank you. That's okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. I go, no, please don't. Like, I am like a, you know, an adult who knows how to put stuff in her own calendar.
Yeah, I would say don't do that if you're planning a date. That's,
it actually drives
extra
me nuts when my friends try to send me calendar invites for like our dinners. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking forget our dinner. I can put it in my own calendar. I don't need your calendar. Please don't send me a calendar invite.
Yeah.
But so that's how women operate. So you just need to do like 1/4 of that.
Yes.
If you make plans a week in advance and you have not confirmed that week or the day before, like, the girl thinks it's off. Like,
yeah,
in her book,
true.
Like, it's just not happening. You can't confirm the day of if you made it like a week ago. Like, you need to just send like a nice text. Like, so excited to see you tomorrow. I'll like message you when I'm on my way. So then she knows like when to expect the next confirmation too. So yes, she knows not to expect one the morning of the date, because he said he's going to text when he's on his way, when he's leaving work, you know?
Yes.
So it's almost nice to just like tell them when to expect the next confirmation. So
yeah. And really it all comes down to outfit planning for me, because like, if I don't know if we're going to hang out after work, but I'm going to work, so I won't have time to change. Like, I just need to know what to wear, because if I'm going to a date, I'll wear something different than if I'm just going home after work, you know?
Exactly.
So just give us notice. Any advice from you, Laura, for the dudes?
Oh my God. Those are such good ones. Like the bathroom, like throw out your old ass products. Like the confirmations are big ones. I mean, like the biggest thing is, if you're ever worried about like making a woman feel uncomfortable, just ask her. Be like, hey, like, is anything I'm doing making you feel weird? Or like, what else can I do to like, you know, make you feel good about this relationship? Like, open up that conversation so that people can like talk about their issues, and like give women a space to say like, you know, actually, I would really love if you like made plans a little more in advance, because some women are more spontaneous, some like to have plans in advance. Like, things like that are things that like drive women crazy. We're like, he never makes plans in advance, or you know, right, he's not spontaneous. Like, and the guy has no idea. So you offer up a space where you can like talk about how you work and how you operate. Like, Nick was a spontaneous person because he was an artist who would just like be in the zone. And when he was no longer in the zone or was overworked, he'd be like, oh, okay, I want to get like dinner with Laura. Whereas I was working in a magazine, had to cover a ton of events, had a crazy schedule. I needed to know like way in advance when I was going to be hanging out with someone. So we just had to talk about it and like figure that kind of stuff out. So just, you know,
communicate.
Always communicate with each other.
ABC, always be communicating.
Yep. All right. On that note, I like, you also wrote a little note here. Don't get into pickup artist culture.
Yeah, just a general note. Like, stay out of that. Don't wear a fedora. Don't go on, honestly, just stay off 4chan and Reddit for at least dating tips, because that's you're going to get into some dark stuff.
Don't, no negging Angela
no
about
negging
her
me.
Hair.
Yeah, guys. See, I didn't respond well to that.
No, you did not respond well to that. The one thing I did pick up from the game, which I don't even know if this is what you're supposed to take away of, it's like, it was just like, be more interesting.
Well, that is good advice. And actually, that ties into another bit of advice that I do always like to give, which is that it's not enough to just be a nice guy. Like, there's so many guys out there that are like, nice guys finish last. Girls don't want nice guys. They want
jerks. Maybe you're nice and boring.
Right. Be nice and interesting.
Yeah.
And girls will respond to that.
So maybe, yeah, it's not that women don't like nice guys just because you're nice and then you get all bitter and resentful. No, maybe you're nice, but maybe you're also boring. I'm just going to say it. And that goes like the same for women too.
Yes,
like, you can be really nice and sweet, but if you're boring, you're boring. Have interests, read books, know what's going on in the news.
Yeah, have something you're passionate
about.
Like,
the game, you know, might have told you to like go do some magic tricks for women to like pick them up. I'm not saying you need to like go to magician school, but the takeaway from that I took was like, just be doing something or talking about something in the bar that like not everyone can talk about.
Yeah.
Be interesting. And also be super self-aware of whether people are interested in what you're talking about. So like, maybe you read some news story you want to rehash, and if they don't give a fuck, like, shut it down and find something that they care about.
Read social cues and ask her questions. As much as you're talking about yourself, make sure you're asking her questions.
Ask more questions than you're talking. Yeah. All right. On that note, it's time for our reason of the week breakdown.
So like we said, gender is really just a social construct, so we can all blame society for our dating differences. But in an attempt to bridge that gap, I'm going to quiz Laura on some male dating statistics in a game we call Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Let's do it.
Okay. So Laura, true or false, 21% of men sent a message after matching with a profile, while only 7% of women did the same.
That sounds true.
It is actually false. According to a study from Cornell University, they said it's the opposite. 21% of women sent a message after matching and only 7% of men.
Sorry. I had it mixed opposite in my head. That's what I meant. It sounds... Yes.
Okay, we can give it to you.
Because I've heard that like more... No, you don't need to. But I feel like men swipe on like everyone. So they can't like possibly message all of the people they swipe. Right?
Yeah, I think that that's probably the reason. It's a numbers thing.
Yeah.
There's just more pickings.
Yeah.
Okay. What percentage of men might be waiting for a woman to ask them out on a date, according to Psychology Today?
How many men? 100% of men want women to ask them out.
Apparently, it's only 10% of men.
What?
The rest of men are cool making the first move.
I was, I'm sure they'd be cool making the first move, but. But I thought the question was like, who wouldn't want... How many men want a woman to ask them out? 100%.
See, maybe once again, that's like society pressuring men to be like, what? No, I don't want to be asked out by chick. Do it myself.
No, I don't. I think they probably asked that question in the survey wrong. Like, they were like, do you mind asking women out? And they were like, no, it's fine. I think, but like 100% would probably say like, I would also love if a girl hit on me.
Yeah. All right, so we'll put an asterisk next to that one. True or false, 56% of men want to discuss marriage after they've been dating for 6 months.
False.
According to a survey from Zoosk, this is true. It also says
6 months just seems early for anyone to be bringing that up.
Unless, I know.
Unless you're like, we always say like age isn't a number, but let's be real. Like, you know, you don't need to be bringing it up when you're in your early 20s unless, you know, you are in like small town and everyone around you is getting married.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean,
6 months just seems early. But if you're in your 30s, I get it. You know, you're like, look, I want marriage. This is what I want. Like, is this something you see?
Right. Maybe it's just like kind of like starting those conversations, but not necessarily getting serious. It's just like figuring out, like, do you want to get married?
Okay.
They also said 54% of women, which is lower than the men.
For sure.
Okay, next question. Sorry. Research shows that men know they're falling in love after how many dates? And just for a hint, women are said to fall in love at around date 14.
Really? I felt like I fell in love with Nick way before date 14.
Oh.
For men, I don't know. At least according to Nick, it's like He explains it as there wasn't like a moment, you know, it was just like slowly, it was more like slowly, like a gradual thing over time. So I think he would have a hard time putting a number on it. And he's like the only man that I know that I've had that conversation with. But okay, I'm going to go with a little later than women because I don't know. And probably just pandering to stereotypes, but supposedly like, women fall in love fit quicker. 20 dates.
According to this survey that was posted on canoe.com, it's just 3 dates.
Men fall in love quicker?
For men.
What?
I guess it's this like men know so what they want.
Weird.
I know. Well, but listen.
This is I'm skeptical.
It's the internet. I went around and got various statistics from different websites. All right. Take it all with a grain of salt.
What else?
True or false, bromances can have a positive effect on a guy's romantic relationships.
I mean, in my opinion, like, yes, because I encourage Nick to have friends, but so I'm just going to say yes.
Yep, that's true. They said they allow men to better process feelings and feel supported, according to Cosmo.
Good. See, you encourage your dude to have friends.
Yeah. Last question. Is remarriage more common among men or women?
Oh, God. I've never thought about this. Men? Oh, I hate correct. That. I hate that. I'm right. That makes me really fucking sad.
It's men. According to the Pew.
They can move on and like oh, they have 3 kids, like whatever, you know. Like I've had friends that like my friend that's dating right now and has a kid, like there's so many guys that are like, I don't know if I can get past the kid thing, whereas I have like multiple friends that are like dating guys with like 3 children and they're right. gonna be stepmoms, no problem, you know. And so I hate that. I hate that that's true.
Yeah, they said 64% of men took a second walk down the aisle compared with 52% of previously married women.
It's funny that like women are maybe like more open to being a stepmom, but like it has not been easy for my friends that are stepmoms. Like,
oh no, it's definitely not easy. I think women maybe feel the they're like expected to be maternal anyway. Like it's just expected that's built
that
into us.
That they're fine being a stepmom.
So yeah, so we're like.
Whereas I actually feel like the children are more maybe like, well, I don't know. I guess it's like either way. You'd be like, I don't want this dude. I don't want this like woman around my mom or dad, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard for the kids.
Those are the stats.
All right. Well, we hope that's helpful.
Like I said, take it with a grain of salt.
Yes. We hope we've cleared up this week's reason, because that is it for this week's This Is Why You're Single podcast. Check out our book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our audiobook on Audible.
You can also get hooked up with discounts from all of our sponsors. So for a full list of sponsors and the codes, check out our podcast page on thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. We are also on social, so you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter @yoursingleshow. Please like and subscribe on iTunes. And thank you for listening. Tune in next week for a whole new show.
Bye.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
That was a HeadGum podcast.